Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Erevin. And the third parak of Maseches Erevin starts to move into the realm of Tchumen. Now, we know that there is a concept of Tchum Shabbos, that 2,000 amos outside of the city is as far as you're allowed to walk. Nothing to do with carrying, which is what we've been discussing until now. Just walking, just being there. You are limited to your Tchum Shabbos, and in order to extend the Tchum Shabbos, you have to sort of change your home to a different spot. Meaning, if you want to travel 3,000 amos to the west of your city, you need to make your home base 1,000 amos to the west of your city. And whatever you gain in one direction, you'll lose in the other direction. And the way to make that your home base is by making an Eruv Tchumen, which is why it's an Eruvin. It's called an Eruv Tchumen, where you put a few meals worth of food in that location. So this Mishnah is going to talk about what kind of food you could use for your Eruvei Tchumen and also for Shitufei Mavuos when you join various Chatzeros within a Mavoi. So B'chol Ma'arvin Mishatfin Chutz Min HaMayim Min HaMelech, you're allowed to use anything for an Eruv and for a Shituf except for water and salt. They're not considered to be real food, because you would never serve it as like a meal or as part of a meal. It's just something that you quench your thirst or you make the food taste a little better with salt. So once we're talking about water and salt with regard to Erevin, so we mentioned other things related to water and salt. You're allowed to use Meisr Sheni to buy food only, meaning that's Meisr Sheni money is supposed to be brought to Yerushalayim. Meisr Sheni produce could be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there, or it could be redeemed for money, and then you bring the money to Yerushalayim, and you're only allowed to buy food with that Meisr Sheni money. But you're therefore not allowed to buy water and salt because they don't meet that requirement of being food. Hanodim and Amazon, Mutar b'mayim of Melech. And the third unique element of Mayim and Melech is that if a person takes a neder that he's going to stay away from Mazon, so he can stay away from Mazon, but not from Mayim and Melech, meaning Mayim and Melech is not included in the neder, he would still be allowed to have Mayim and Mazon. Now, once we discuss how you have to use food, so the Mishnah talks about whether food that is actually qualifies as food, but is usher for you to eat, can be used for your Eruv. So Ma'arvin l'Nazir b'yayin. The Nazir is not allowed to drink wine or really have any grape product, but yet he's allowed to make his Eruv out of wine. Uli Yisrael b'truma. Someone who's not a Kohen has an Isser to eat truma, even truma tahora, but nevertheless Yisrael can have an Eruv made from truma. Sumchus omer b'chulin. Sumchus says that an Eruv for Yisrael has to be made with regular food. You cannot use truma because the owner has to be allowed to eat it. But interestingly, when it comes to the Nazir, Sumchus does not disagree. Because presumably the Nazir has the ability to drink wine if he's mefer his Nazirus, if he just undoes his Nazirus. Now, aside from being able to eat the food, it also has to be in a place where you can access the food. So the Mishnah is going to talk about it, and what happens if you're a Kohen and the food is in a place that has Tumas Meis. Well, the Kohen be-Beis HaPras, an Erev Tchumen could be placed for a Kohen in a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is a place that it's a Sada She-Nechresh Bo-Kever, She-Neved Bo-Kever. It's a place where it has a tumah midrabanan, that a kohen is not allowed to enter into a beis hapras, meaning if you have a kever that was there, and then they plowed the whole field, so there are bone fragments all over the field, so a kohen is not allowed to go there. But nevertheless, the eruv can be placed for a kohen in a beis hapras. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afil beis hakvaros mishiach leil chutz v'lechol. That it could even be in an actual Beis HaKvaros, which has actual Tumah Midaraisa, because a Kohen can access the Eruv by making a Mechitza and between himself and the graves and eating the Eruv food. If you make a proper Mechitza, then you can access it, even though it's in a Beis HaKvaros. So whereas the Tanakhama said a Beis HaPras, because it's only a Tumah Midarabanan, Rabbi Yehuda says, even in a place that's Tamei Midah Raisa, because there is a way to get to it. But if it were truly inaccessible, then Enochinami, it would not work. So now Mishnah Beis discusses how it's building off of what we learned in the Tanakhama of Mishnah Aleph, that for an Erev you're allowed to use food that you're not allowed to eat, but other people are allowed to eat. So the Mishnah is going to give us other examples of food that you could use for an Erev, and some that you can't. So Ma'arvin b'demai, you're allowed to make an Erev with demai. Demai is produce that you bought from an Amaretz, and you're not allowed to eat it till you're mafrid shumus maisos, unless you're an Ani, or you're an Achsanya, so there are people that are allowed to eat demai. Oba Maisa Rishon mention that the truma aser. If you have maaser rishon, that the truma's maaser has been taken from it, so that's also something that anybody is allowed to eat. But maaser sheni vehegdish sheniftu, or if you have maaser sheni and hegdish that have been redeemed, and therefore anybody is allowed to eat it. Va'kohanim v'chala b'truma, and kohanim and Yisraelim can make an Erev with Chala or with Truma, because those foods are fit for Kohanim to eat. So even someone who's not a Kohen could use Truma for the Erev, like we learned in the last Mishnah, and the same is true for Chala. Chala has the same din as Truma. It's a little bit funny that the Mishnah only mentions Kohanim. It really means Kohanim and Yisraelim, but it mentions Kohanim because Kohanim are the most likely people to be eating, to be making an Erev with Chala and Truma, because they're the ones that are normally in possession of Chala and Truma. So even though Yisrael is not allowed to eat Chala and Truma, he's allowed to have an Eruv with Chala and Truma. Avalo b'tevel, but you can't make an Eruv with Tevel because nobody's allowed to eat Tevel. Velo b'maiser rishon shlo nitu Truma, so nor with maiser rishon that the Truma has not been taken from it, because that has a din of Tevel. Velo b'maiser sheni v'hektish shlo niftu, nor maiser sheni and hektish that you have not yet redeemed, because if you're not in Yerushalayim, it's usher to eat those foods. So if you want to make an Erev Techumen, you don't have to put it there yourself. You could send a shliach to go bring it there for you, but not everyone can be a shliach. So a shaleach eruva b'yad chereshot v'katan o b'yad mishen amod b'eruv. If you sent as a shliach someone who's not a bardas, he's a chereshot or a katan, or he's not mod b'eruv, he doesn't accept the halachos of eruv, meaning he's a kuti or something like that, eino eruv, then it's not a valid eruv, because you have to do it with kavana to make that your place of to be kona shavisa, that's going to be the place where you're going to reside that Shabbos. But someone who's a cheresh, a shota, or a katan can't have that proper kavana, and someone who doesn't believe in it won't have that proper kavana. You can't believe that he's going to have that proper kavana. Vim amar li'achel kablo mimenu hareze eruv. But if you tell somebody else to take it from this guy, from this cheresh, shota, or katan, or kuti, or whatever, and then he's going to make the eruv, the third party is going to make the eruv, then that's perfectly fine, because he can report back to you that he in fact did his shlichus and that he made the eruv. So to summarize what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we said that water and salt are not considered a food, and that has three nafkaminas la'alacha, that you're not allowed to make an Erev Techumen with it, you're not allowed to buy it with kesef maaser sheni, and it's not included in a neder from mazon. And then we had a machlokas, we said that you're allowed to make an Erev for a nazir with wine, a machlokas, whether you can make an Erev for Yisrael with truma. Tanakama said yes, and Sumcha said no, and we had a machlokas whether a Kohen's Erev could be placed only in a Beis HaPras but not a real Beis HaKvaros, or Reb Yehuda said no, even in a real Beis HaKvaros, because he could always make a mechitza. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that anything that someone is allowed to eat, everyone can make an Erev out of. So Demai, Maaser Rishon that you already took the Truma from, Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh that you already redeemed, Kohanim and Yisraelim are allowed to eat Chal and Truma since a Kohen is allowed to eat it, but things that nobody's allowed to eat, like Tevel and Maaser Rishon that Truma was not taken from, and Sheni and Hedgesha were not redeemed, you're not allowed to use for an Eruv. And then we said that you cannot trust the Chereshot of a Katan or someone who's not Modebe Eruv to make your Eruv, but you can trust them to give it to someone who in turn will then make the Eruv, will have the requisite Das and the Naimanus to make the Eruv. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.